Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe.
I'm Praline.
And welcome to our new podcast series called
Adventure in Britain. こんにちは。私たちの新しいポッドキャストシリーズへようこそ。今回のポッドキャストは1年にわたって1ヶ月に一度放送され、英語にあまり自信がない方、英語で優しい単語を学びたい方向けのポッドキャストとなっています。今回のシリーズはイギリスの文化についてどんどん話していこうと思います。
Yes, it's a very good series about British culture.
Yes.このポッドキャストは短くて簡単にまとめており、英語の基礎を楽しく学ぶためのポッドキャストです。このポッドキャストのいいポイントはいくつもあります。まず面白いということです。今回取り上げるテーマは先ほども言いましたが、イギリスの文化や有名な場所です。イギリスについて面白い知識を身につけながら英語を学ぶことができるので、一石二鳥です。
Yes, hitting two birds with one stone. Have fun improving your English while learning about Britain.
Yes. そして二つ目のいいポイントは、ポッドキャスト台本は広島大学の学生が作ったもので、想像力豊かなキャッパー、ミナオさんが作成してくださっています。
Yes, thank you, ミナオ.
Yes, thank you very much.そしてもう一つの素晴らしいポイントは、ダイアログが2回流れることです。1回目はシャドーイングをしてみてください。シャドーイングというのは、各フレーズの後に大きな声で聞こえた通りに繰り返してみてください。これは言葉を大きな声で言えば言葉がわかるようになってくるという考え方です。第二言語の取得研究の結果によると、シャドーイングは日本では英語学習に有効な手法であることが証明されています。
Yes, so during the pauses, in a loud voice, repeat what they're saying. If you understand all of the words, if you say the words, you will understand it, right?
Yes.
It's very effective for learning English, just repeating the words after you hear them.
そしてシャドーイングをしたその後、ナチュラルスピードで同じダイアログが流れますので、それに聞き慣れることを努力してみましょう。早速ですが、イギリスでの冒険の始めに入っていきましょう。ルーシーとタローがイギリスの空港で再会し会話をします。二人はイギリスでどのようなことをするのでしょうか。ルーシーがタローに挨拶をし、飛行機の旅はどうだったとタローに尋ねることからダイアログが始まります。飛行機の旅は良かったよ。実は飛行機でラブアクチュアリーを見たから、今ヒースロー空港にいるのが不思議に感じるんだとタローは答えます。 Love Actually というのはクリスマスを題材としたロマンチックコメディの映画で、オープニングシーンでヒースロー空港が出てきます。
Yes, so the name of the movie is called Love Actually. It's a Christmas story and it shows a lot ofBritish culture, right? It's a romantic comedy. Everyone, if you see that movie, you'll probably like it. They do it at Heathrow Airport in the beginning.
Yes. Joe, have you ever gone to Heathrow Airport before?
Actually, yes, a couple of times. The biggest airport around London.
Oh, that's very nice. そしてルーシーがタローにイギリスのミステリアスな観光ツアーを見つけたと言い、タローは僕もいくつかの歴史的な建物を調べてきたんだよと言います。Look up というのは調べるという意味です。
Right, Perlene, do you often look up words in the dictionary?
No. I never use the dictionary, actually.
Right, sometimes it's good to avoid looking up words, but I look up words a lot when I study Japanese and Chinese.
Yes, right. That's good.
And in the dialogue,Taro looked up some landmarks in London.
Yes. そして landmarks っていうのは歴史的な建物という意味です。
Yes, it especially means just famous places, right?
Yes.
For example, a Stonehenge is a landmark in England. Mm. Or the Tower of London, which is a castle in London.
Yes.
That's also a famous landmark. It goes like that. In Hiroshima, of course, Miyajima is a landmark.And Peace Park is another famous landmark.
Joe, what happens to Lucy after that?
She gets kidnapped.
Oh no, yes. Get kidnapped っていうのは誘拐されるという意味です。
Oh no! How did that happen to her?
Yes, this adventure already sounds very interesting.
That's right.
Yes. そして、タロに誘拐されていることもミステリーのツアーの一つであるということをルーシーがタロに伝え、ツアーの最初の謎を解くためのヒントはエリザベス島だよと言います。謎を解くためのヒントというのはクルーです。
And with that, let's listen at slow speed shadowing. So between the phrases, try to say it in a loud voice. And after that, we have the natural version.
Taro, you're finally here. I've missed you so much.
I've missed you too, Lucy. I haven't seen you in forever.
How was your flight?
It was great. I watched some movies and slept for a few hours. I watched Love Actually on the plane.So it's so strange to be in Heathrow Airport right now.
Aw, I guess we should have done a more dramatic reunion like in the movies then.
No, but I'm so ready to go sightseeing.
Well, I'm glad you're excited, 'cause I got us this new mystery tour around England. I think...You're gonna love it.
Cool. Where are we going then? Because I've looked up some landmarks myself.
Well, I don't have much time to explain. Because...I'm getting kidnapped.
Lucy, what are you doing? You're such a bad actress. I know you're not actually getting kidnapped. Lucy,Where are you going?
I am getting kidnapped. But don't worry. It's all a part of the tour plan. Don't worry.
What do you mean? Don't worry.
The first clue is the Elizabeth Tower. See you later. Taro, you're finally here. I've missed you so much.
I've missed you too, Lucy. I haven't seen you in forever.
How was your flight?
It was great. I watched some movies and slept for a few hours. I watched Love Actually on the plane. So it's so strange to be in Heathrow Airport right now.
Aw, I guess we should have done a more dramatic reunion like in the movies then.
No. But I'm so ready to go sightseeing.
Well, I'm glad you're excited. Because I got us this new mystery tour around England. I think you're gonna love it.
Cool. Where are we going then? Because I've looked up some landmarks myself.
Well, I don't have much time to explain. Because I'm getting kidnapped.
Lucy, what are you doing? You're such a bad actress. I know you're not actually getting kidnapped. Lucy, where are you going?
I am getting kidnapped. But don't worry, it's all a part of the tour plan. Don't worry.
What do you mean, don't worry?
The first clue is the Elizabeth Tower. See you later.
さんいかがでしたか。大きな声でフレーズを繰り返すことができましたか。このように毎回の物語に最初ヒントが出てきて、その続きの答えが出てくるので、次回ではイギリスについての文化についてもっと知ることと、エリザベス島が何だったのかを次回知ってみることができます。
Right, what is the Elizabeth Tower? I have no idea too. Let's find out next time. See you, everybody. Next time. Bye-bye.